there was a group of French astronomers associated with the Vatican. They were on a kind of a picnic. They were up in the French Alps on a ski gondola when all of a sudden the cable broke and they all plunged to their deaths. All of them had access to the Vatican network system and the Hubble Space Telescope and, of course, the visions of Planet X. And I might also mention a guy named Father Malachi Martin, who was a regular on Coast to Coast and ended up very dead after he proclaimed that he was walking through the Vatican archives down in the catacombs underneath, and he came up across a computer terminal which had been left on. And when he sat down and started looking at what was going on, it was a direct link to the Hubble Space Telescope. And what he was talking about also was the fact that the Vatican was very involved in looking at comets. And he said that the word was in the Vatican that when Hale-Bopp showed up, the point was that the Vatican was asking, is Hale-Bopp wormwood? And the reason I happen to personally know about some of this also is because I knew some of the astronomers from the University of Minnesota who manned the Vatican First Observatory down in Arizona. The telescope was built and designed to look at comets. The kind of telescope that you look at comets is a wide-angle light-gathering telescope. And it's very different from a telescope that would be used in standard astronomy for deep sky observations. A telescope for cometary activity is one with a very wide field of view. And also you're looking for very, very different properties. The cameras are very different. Everything is very different. So the facility that the Vatican built in Arizona, and this was once again right after the Hale-Bopp incident, was to view comets. Now, what is the Vatican so interested in comets for? Now you might start to come back and understand why, first of all, any astronomer who's worth his salt should know that comets couldn't possibly be dirty snowballs. But number two, if they're that smart, they also know what happened to Gene Schumacher, Robert Harrington, and the group of people in the French Alps, the astronomers there. And gee, if you wanna live and, you know, reach a nice ripe old age, then you just keep your mouth shut. You don't talk about things like this.